NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Residents of Lincoln County near Fort Lone Tree and South Base Road, east of Capitan Gap Road in Capitan, have been placed under set evacuation status as fire managers prepare for planned burnout operations this week to support ongoing efforts against the Seven Cabins fire. The fire has burned more than 27,000 acres and is approximately 43% contained. A total of 916 personnel are assigned to the incident, including 40 crews, 40 engines, 8 helicopters, 44 water tenders, and 11 bulldozers. In addition to the Fort Lone Tree area, GO status evacuations remain in effect from State Highway 246 to the ridgetop of the Capitan Mountains between mile marker 13 and Boy Scout Mountain. Areas north of Highway 246 in the same region remain under set status. A forest closure also remains in effect for the Capitan Mountains Wilderness Area, extending from Highway 246 around the Forest Service boundary south to the South Base Trail System. Baca Campground is included in the closure. Fire crews have made substantial progress towards containment through a combination of ground ignitions, aerial operations, and both direct and indirect suppression tactics. Officials said taking advantage of favorable conditions and tactical opportunities has led to a significant increase in containment, with further gains expected. Rudoso Downs Racetrack has opened its 2026 racing season in Albuquerque. After portions of the previous two racing seasons were disrupted by flooding, track officials decided to move the full 2026 season to Albuquerque in an effort to provide stability for horse owners, trainers, and fans. Rudoso Downs General Manager Rick Baugh said the loss of the track's estimated $160 to $180 million annual economic impact is a major blow to both Rudoso and Lincoln County. And despite the relocation, horse sales scheduled for this summer at Rudoso Downs will continue as planned and are expected to generate about $28 million. Officials said uncertainty remains over whether horse racing will return to Ruidoso for the 2027 season. And remember, we only have Memorial Day because a soldier sacrificed their life for the freedoms we all enjoy. Honor their memory this Memorial Day weekend. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.